It must be the ultimate opportunity to ask a question. And the ultimate opportunity to ask a question is when there is a complete brancusi of the I, of the me. Then I think it is the moment, the right moment, to ask the question.
So it's a question of waiting.
Yes. The question is waiting for you. Or the answer is waiting for you. If the I is absent in the question, it is the total question. If your whole being asks the question. Otherwise it remains on the superficial level.
Say that pain, suffering, conflict is merely a sign of inattention, of non-listening?
You can say suffering is a pointer by excellence to what we are.
A pointer by?
A pointer to ourselves, what we are fundamentally. We should, in this moment, not face the concept pain. We should face the sensation pain. Because pain is memory. So we should face the actual. The actual is perceived, the sensation. And you can't feel it on the level of the body, the pain. And the body-mind. That means that you must totally accept the perception. Objectify the perception. Listen to the perception. They speak of this unconditioned listening, which is not listening from the level of the mind. Then this energy, fixed energy, what we call sensation pain, vanishes in your listening. Then there is transmutation. Then it comes to understanding. The because this unconditioned listening refers to itself. It is its own taking. It is its own knowing.
It's so hard to be aware of all the movements of the mind that, like so many times I'll see that I've been thinking or judging, and then I'll be aware of the fact that that's been happening. Is it enough just to know that that's been happening, or? It seems this inattention, the cycle of inattention, and then seeing that I'm inattentive, and then trying to be attentive, keeps going around, but it seems like the mind is so quick to judge or to form, to come to a conclusion or form an opinion. Is it not enough just to see this or to note that it's happening?
Take note in the moment itself. Take note of the reflex in the moment itself. Make it clear for you the moment you take note of it. It means, in other words, that you become aware of it. You find yourself out of the process. This outfinding of the process is completely timeless. It is enough. That is enough, that is enough. Seeing things very clearly with your wholeness, there is transmutation, there is change. When you take note, see how this taking note acts on you. There's a moment that you feel yourself completely free, completely free. Because there's a distance. You can never free yourself through discipline and will to free yourself from this recognition, judging, comparison, and so on.
judgment, comparison, the normal states of mind that keep us from this openness.
Yes.
And getting a glimpse of being open, a fear arises in me.
Yes, you're simply open. You are nowhere. You are in this openness.
But then the resistance comes, the fear comes, the resistance. Because it's something that's very new.
When there's resistance, you have established a relationship with something. And there's no more emptiness. There's no more what we call freedom.
I've established a relationship with the fear. Is that what you're saying?
When there's relationship object to object, personality to personality, then there is fear.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is looking for security,
mm-hmm.
for approval.
Mm-hmm.
But when the relationship is eliminated, there's only love. In a certain way, you have mutilated yourself. You take your, for a faction, for a woman, for a personality, for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Take yourself for somebody, for me it means you have mutilated yourself.
Mutilated?
Yes. Mutilated. 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 Yes. Yes. my English may put me in the trap. No, it's mutilated. Yes, 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 mutilated. Perfectly.
It's a way you can. It's an unusual way of seeing it.
Ah, why I use words which are not used so much. It makes you aware.
Shocking.
Make me stop.
Shocking way of seeing it.
Yes. So in this moment, you live an object-object relationship. And an object, a person, is looking for security, can only find itself in different situations. Relationship between object-object, man and woman, personality-personality, is constantly taking, asking. In the relationship, from object to object, there's only asking. And you don't identify yourself anymore with the person, then you are free. Then you are in love. Then there's only love. There's only giving. There's never taking. Why should you take? In this loving, you have all, just fullness, just completeness. The moment you identify yourself with something, you live in insecurity. You live in fear and anxiety. Otherwise, there's no fear, just anxiety. Anxiety is only in the person. In your completeness and your fullness, there's no need to have fear or anxiety.
regular way life is lived. Does that mean one has to drastically alter the regular way one lives one's life?
Your body, senses, and mind are vehicles. Vehicles. You don't identify yourself with your car, with your house. The moment you don't identify yourself with your body, senses, mind, with your personality, then you have a real personality. Then you have a real strong body, a real intelligent mind. Because a free mind is not a fixed mind. A fixed personality is stagnant, is fixed. So you use real your tools. These are real tools by excellence.
And the proper use of the tools is?
Using it when the circumstance asks for it. But all appears in your presence, in your timeless presence, in the I am. Thank you for listening.